Despite all the complaints about independent spending in last year's presidential campaign, an effort to change campaign finance law has taken a beating. Independent political groups such as the Liberal Media Fund and conservative Swift Boat Veterans for Truth raised more than $500 million. And after the election, it seemed highly likely that Congress would vote to regulate these groups, which are called 527 organizations. But yesterday, a bill to restrict 527s had its first Senate test. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The bill would cut off contributions from millionaires. One study found that the biggest 527 organizations last year got 44% of their money from just 25 donors. But the longer the bill's around, the more opponents it seems to accumulate, as Senate Rules Committee Chairman Trent Lott discovered yesterday when the committee took up the bill.
Well, I thought, you know, this is bipartisan. I had the impression that the underlying bill had very broad support.
So, too, perhaps, did the authors, Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona and Democratic Senator Russell Feingold of Wisconsin. They sponsored the milestone rewrite of the campaign finance laws that Congress passed in 2002. Now, political positioning on the 527s bill is marked by role reversals. Republican leaders fought the original McCain-Feingold law tooth and nail. But then Democrats moved quickly to activate 527 groups. Now more Republicans see the wisdom of campaign finance regulation. Lott, a Mississippi Republican, is a co-sponsor. Conversely, Democrats were solidly for McCain-Feingold. Now they're echoing old Republican concerns about the slippery slopes of limiting political speech. That produced this exchange between Connecticut Democrat Christopher Dodd, a leading floor strategist for the McCain-Feingold law, and Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell, who led the opposition.
It's a dangerous path. I notice my colleague from Kentucky being amused by all of this because I've heard him talk about this.
It all sounds so familiar.
Well, I didn't know if you were going to speak up and challenge Senator Stevens.
I'm not going to say I told you so.
Yeah. But there is that we all seem going down a path here where we don't like what people are saying, who are speaking independently, so we decide to prohibit them from engaging in the public discourse of our nation's political life.
The committee added new provisions to the 527's bill. One would exempt Internet activity from campaign finance regulations. There was almost no debate. The panel also started tinkering with the McCain-Feingold law itself. Not big changes, but the kind of thing the law's supporters fear most. New York Democrat Charles Schumer.
I'll put my cards on the table. I am worried that this bill is a Trojan horse that will pass a bill on the floor of the Senate, will pass a bill on the floor of the House, and then in conference, it'll be changed rather dramatically.
Changed dramatically to cripple the progressive groups that mobilize voters. And Democrats like Schumer feared that Republicans would exclude Democrats from the House-Senate Conference Committee that writes the final draft. Such freeze-outs have occurred on big legislation in the past couple of years. With that, Schumer abandoned the 527's bill, a bill he stood up for proudly when it was unveiled last winter.
As the bill is, I can't support it anymore unless we can get some change.
Advocacy groups supporting the bill also sounded an alarm. But later, McCain said he's going ahead.
Mr. Schumer has now become captive of the special interests.
McCain predicted that Republicans will rally around the president who supports limits on 527s. And Democrats will see that 527s are too big and too influential not to be regulated. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.